Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. The fourth and final hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and here we are in that final hour. It's Wednesday, February 21st, 2007, about 1 minute past 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Hope it's coming in clearly this evening. I'd like to welcome all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org and franklyspeakingradio.com. Hopefully that's working as well. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Covered quite a bit of news in the last hour, and there's still, of course, quite a bit more. You may find this of interest. From the Telegraph over there in the UK, came out on the 8th of February. Downing Street today dismissed as a quote-unquote gross caricature, claims that Britain is now a police state for Muslims. The accusation was made by one of the 9 men arrested under anti-terror laws last week, who was released early yesterday. Abu Bakar, who was among 9 suspects held over an alleged plot to behead a Muslim soldier, was freed with another man. Detectives have until tomorrow to question the 7 other suspects. Mr. Bakar told BBC's Newsnight program that Britain is a quote-unquote police state for Muslims. He said, quote, "It's not a police state for everyone else because these laws are designed specifically for Muslims," end quote. He said people arrested under terrorism laws and the groups that had been banned had all been Muslims. He said, quote, "So we're feeling the brunt of it all. We are the ones being locked up, detained, and then told to go back to our lives," end quote. Downing Street has described the police state claim as a quote-unquote gross caricature, said the Prime Minister's official spokesman, quote, "In a police state, a court would not have been able to release someone who is being questioned by the police. In a police state, that person would not have been able to go on national radio and be interviewed," end quote. So right there, highlighting, I guess, sort of the wish list for the government authorities. A spokesman said the police had an, quote, "absolute duty and responsibility," end quote, to act if they received information which they believed would enable them to protect the public from a threat. Mr. Bakar was among 8 suspects picked up on a series of dawn raids in Birmingham last Wednesday. The 9th was stopped in the city several hours later. People would now always look at him with a, quote-unquote, certain view. He said, quote, "I'm going to always have to look over my shoulder, look outside my house to see if there's an unwanted presence," end quote. I guess that would be law enforcement. Conservative leader David Cameron denied that the law singled out Muslims, saying, quote, "The terror laws apply to everybody. It's not right to say we're a police state," end quote. Whoa. Did you pick up on that? Conservative leader David Cameron denied the law singled out Muslims, saying, quote, "The terror laws apply to everybody," end quote. That's very interesting. So what they call a gross caricature, in essence, is the concept that it's a police state only for Muslims. As you could see right there in that statement. He denies the law singled out Muslims, saying the terror laws apply to everybody. So in essence, it could be anything, just like what we see here in America. This idea of somebody being deemed an enemy combatant, which of course removes a great many of your protections that you perhaps have, if you want to be specific about it. But it does make you an enemy combatant, enemy of the state. You lose your citizenship and you're denied right to counsel and to due process. So, you know, this is happening everywhere, but certainly in countries who are a part and parcel of this forthcoming global government, the UK, of course, would be one of those. Now, intriguingly enough, this story, saying, hey, this applies to everybody, reminded me of a story I had read back in January from The Guardian. And it looks like we're going to have to cover that in the next segment. So please stay with us, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right. Headaches Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Wednesday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. We left off a very interesting story from the Telegraph over there in the UK, dated February 8th of this year. The headline says Downing Street dismisses police state claims. But then if you head towards the end of the article, again, Conservative leader David Cameron denied that the anti-terror laws single out Muslims, saying, quote, the terror laws apply to everybody. So he's not necessarily, just in typical politician form, he's not necessarily denying anything. He's just misleading people into assuming that he's saying what they think he's saying. It's a typical politician fare. They do this stuff all the time. This, again, should be no surprise at all to any of you. Nothing new under the sun, as they say. But that leads me to this story, which from January 24th of this year, The Guardian. Headline, huge majority say civil liberty curbs a price worth paying to fight terror. Well, there you go. That's what it all boils down to. You know, we talk about this time and time and time again. Right after September 11th, they did a poll. Now, again, you can take polls for what they are. Do they mean anything? Do people actually give the legitimate answers? I don't even answer the phone when the pollsters call. And if they do, I hang up on them. Because I've tried taking a Gallup poll one time. It took 25 minutes. I don't have 25 minutes to sleep. I'd love some extra time to sleep. I'd love some extra time with the family. I'd love some extra time just to do something fun. I certainly am not going to spend on the phone with the Gallup poll people, or any poll for that matter. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. How many people are actually going to respond to the polls? Are they fixed? I mean, because they could very easily be fixed. You know, there's nothing to that at all. But they did take a poll after September 11th, and I'm not sure if it was a cross-section of the entire country, although I believe it was. And what it stated was somewhere in the upper 70th percentile, that many people thought it was a fair trade to trade some civil liberties for security. So that means that, in essence, if I want to set the record straight, I have to devote pretty much the rest of my life to tracking down the 70% people who were polled and basically slapping them across the face for being idiots. Now, as fun as that may sound, it's also an extraordinary waste of time. I have a sneaking suspicion that if that poll were to be done today, the numbers would be dramatically different, which is probably why you haven't seen that exact poll duplicated years and years and years after September 11th. But over there in Britain, they're loving this stuff. It says an overwhelming, at least according to the polls, an overwhelming majority of people in Britain are willing to surrender civil liberties to help tackle the threat of terrorism, the nation's leading social research institute will disclose today. The survey found 7 in every 10 people think compulsory identity cards for all adults would be a, quote, price worth paying, end quote, in order to reduce the threat of terrorism. 8 in 10 say the authorities should be able to tap the phones of people suspected of involvement in terrorism, open their mail, and impose electronic tagging or home curfews. That's 80%. What is going on over there in the UK? This is unbelievable to me. Now, again, that's assuming that this is a legitimate poll. That's assuming that these results are legitimate. Tony Blair's been trying to get these national ID cards for a long time. And as I believe he's stepping down sometime this year, it's obviously something with a sense of urgency. So fabricating polls and results in order to stimulate, conversation is certainly one way to do that. Here's the thing. Most people, they want to blend in with the crowd. They'll go with whatever everybody else thinks. You know, it's just like anything else. So you're in the car with the family. Family says, where do you want to eat? And somebody shouts out an answer and you're like, that's fine, whatever. Yeah, let's go there. Right? You're just acquiescing. Now, I'm not saying that you should have an opinion on everything, maybe a little bit of an opinion, but, you know, some stuff doesn't really matter, like where you eat dinner. Odds are if you're, you know, fairly versatile with what you like to eat or what you can eat, then you can find something anywhere. There's plenty of options. But with a situation like this, where they say, yes, British citizen, what do you think about being able to tap phones, open mail, and impose electronic tagging or curfews? And 8 out of 10 people say, righto! Ridiculous! Now, so if this is true, I say shame on you, British people. I don't think it's true, though. I think this is just simply a manufactured story designed to get people talking. Because, again, people will read that and go, 80%. Well, maybe they're a little more informed than I am. You know, maybe they know something I don't know. And, you know, we've been doing some of this stuff and it seems to be working. We haven't been hit yet, really, except for a few incidents. But, you know, hey, I guess it's working. We'll keep going with it. The findings come from the annual British Social Attitudes Survey based on interviews with a sample of 3,000 adults by the National Center for Social Research. The report said support for civil liberties in Britain peaked in 1990 before going into a steep decline. So somewhere after 1990, most people stopped caring about civil liberties in Great Britain. In 1990, 9% of adults thought the police should be allowed to question suspects for up to a week without letting them see a solicitor. I guess that would be a lawyer. In the latest interviews, this number nearly tripled to 25%. In 1990, 40% disagreed with the proposition that every adult should carry an identity card. That proportion has nearly halved to 22%, or around 80% in favor of. Now, do you find this interesting and moderately suspicious that in 1990 they were asking questions about anti-terrorism laws in England and maybe about identity cards in England? Now, yes, you could say, well, certainly the British have been in terror-related incidents, with the IRA and whatnot. But at the same time, it's very interesting how applicable it becomes now. Now that it's the scary dark-skinned people instead of the scary light-skinned people from across the pond, it changes things a bit, doesn't it? It goes on. The researchers decided the main reason for this was a slackening of concern for civil liberties among voters who were influenced by the tough rhetoric of Tony Blair and his law and order spokesman. So the reason why people have more or less deferred to the powers that be and the powers that they want to be is because they've been influenced by all this tough talk. Now, granted, a few massive terror incidents, things like the London bombing on the subway, and certainly September 11th have probably changed people's attitudes, because we're talking about mass-scale death and destruction, not just a car bomb here or there or something like that. We're talking about something that is covered by the media extensively, given a heck of a lot of media coverage in every possible way. You remember September 11th? We were all, you know, witness to that in some capacity. They showed those images nonstop for about 3 days. Still show them. That's enough to condition some people, much like this story would condition them as well. But people now believe, oh, well, I guess we've got a legitimate threat. I don't know. I think that what they're saying here is that the poll found that people are hearing Tony Blair say the same thing so many times that they're finally starting to believe it. They're just beaten. They're defeated. They're terrified. So by the definition of terrorism by our government, and presumably by the British, then these two governments would be guilty of terrorism. They are spreading fear. Now, they're doing it for a purpose. They're doing it to get you to relax the tight rein, the tight hold that you have on our civil liberties, or the perceived civil liberties, if you prefer. But the point is that this whole tough talk that happens on a regular basis, pretty much any time Bush gets up to speak, they're like, hey, President Bush, you want to join us for the opening of this Waffle House? And he's like, yeah, let's talk about terror at the Waffle House. So everything is tied in with the tourists. I'm not talking about the kind with the Hawaiian shirts and the big hats and the awful sunglasses and maps hanging out of their pockets. I'm talking about the kind that want to blow stuff up. We call them terrorists. He calls them tourists. Anyway, do I sound a little bitter? It's probably these really, really tight headphones squeezing my skull. It goes on. Although the threat of terrorism did not cause the change in public mood, it was now being used by Labor and conservative politicians to mobilize support for even tougher measures. The poll found people were less inclined to support civil liberties when asked questions mentioning terrorism. So, once you include that key word, terrorism, people all of a sudden roll over and say, oh, do whatever you want. Protect me. Please, I'm terrified. So the terrorists have won, right? And that's really what it's all about. People are scared. President George W. Bush has said that the terrorists hate us for our freedoms. So what have we done to solve the problem? We have willingly surrendered those freedoms to our government. Does that make sense? They hate us because of something we have that they don't, presumably. So we give it up so that way we can say, look, terrorists, we're just like you. We have no freedoms either. It's a ridiculous sense of logic. It is that same ridiculous logic that has guided us on this path that we've been on for so long. And here's a perfect example. Ask people, hey, what do you think about the government being able to detain people without lawyers, without access to due process, without any sort of rights whatsoever? People are like, that's ridiculous. What about terrorists? Oh, well, terrorists, that's a whole different animal. Yeah, absolutely, they should be able to do that to terrorists. This is the same kind of logic we heard, folks, around the time of the passage of the Patriot Act. People said, hey, man, anti-terrorism laws, they don't bother me because I'm not a terrorist. What if they redefine the laws, which they've done? Well, that changes things a bit down, doesn't it? And we, you know, we all heralded the warning about the Patriot Act when it first was implemented and passed, that they would be applying this to non-terror-related crimes. And they have been, exclusively. Stay with us.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. We got about 35 minutes left and counting in our Wednesday morning edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. More than welcome to be a part of the program. As I mentioned, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Thomas needs to be kept awake in there anyway, because I know last time I talked to him, he was surfing around on the web, not paying attention. Or I should say, paying attention to obscure laws. Because apparently he wants to take a vacation, wants to know what these obscure laws are so he can manipulate them, as, you know, everybody does. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, yes, we'll just keep that between us because that's not appropriate for airing. Okay. We go on. About Although the threat of terrorism did not cause the change in public mood, it says it was now being used by labor and conservative politicians to mobilize support for even tougher measures. The poll found people were less inclined to support civil liberties when asked questions mentioning terrorism. Because some of it is a sense of patriotism, folks. That's what it boils down to. If you're a good patriotic, insert country of origin here, you're not going to complain about such things because these are designed only to keep the country safe. Here's my question. If you're doing something and it appears to be working, why do you need to do more, right? I mean, if people are looking at Britain and saying, well, you know, these anti-terror laws are working, we haven't had any terrorism, why do we need to strengthen them? Same thing applies here in America. Have we had another terrorist attack? No. Incidents here and there, maybe some potential al-Qaeda involvement, depending on which source you pull from. But officially, there's been none. Which means what? Which means that some of the things they were doing are working. So why do we need to keep doing more? Keep doing more. Keep doing more. Well, the answer is, of course, is just like the Patriot Act wasn't. I'm not even sure exactly the length of it. But again, just because, just as the Patriot Act was not written in the span of a couple of days before it was passed, that thing was waiting in the wings. And there are further increases down this slippery slope of not having freedoms at all, and those things are already written, and that's why you have like the situation we discussed earlier where posse comitatus is over and done with at this point and so on and so forth. But this story goes on again from The Guardian, January 24th. About 80% of those polled said electronic tagging of terrorist suspects was a quote-unquote price worth paying to combat terrorism. Well, of course it is, because people are not viewing themselves as terrorists. But this is a vital issue. How could people not see this? Well, yeah, if you tag them, that's cool with me. What if it's you? Well, it wouldn't be me. Oh, okay. So they said terrorism suspects can be tagged, illegal immigrants can be tagged, sexual predators can be tagged, but everybody else, no. That's the whole thing here. It's all about the, you know, them, not me type of mindset, and that's what we've got here. The same proportion backed home curfews, that's 80%, travel restrictions, and detention without charge for more than a week. Less than a quarter of the population said torturing terror suspects would be a price worth paying, less than 25%, but still not zero, said that torture would be okay, and only 35% would accept a ban on peaceful protests and demonstrations, but still 35%. Can you imagine that? I mean, I can't think of anybody that would think that's a good idea. Unless you said, what about gays? Well, can't have them gays with their peaceful demonstrations. No. So 35% would accept a ban on peaceful protests and demonstrations. Unbelievable. It goes on, but the nation is almost equally divided on whether people charged with terrorism-related crimes should be denied a jury trial. 50% found that acceptable, 45% unacceptable. More than half, or about half, in essence, said that this is... that's fine. No jury trial for terrorism suspects. Now, again, this is not people convicted of this. This is suspects. Connor Gertie, professor of human rights law at the London School of Economics and joint author of the report Civil Rights Chapter, said the following, quote, "The very mention of something being a counterterrorism measure makes people more willing to contemplate the giving up of their freedoms. It's as though society is in the process of forgetting why past generations thought these freedoms to be so very important," end quote. Is that not what it's all about right there? Why is it that there was a Bill of Rights in the first place? Why is it that we have these rights? Why are they there? How is it they can be infringed upon? The terrorists hate us because of our freedoms. What are those freedoms? Do we know what they are? Do we exercise them on a regular basis? Do we cherish them and lift them up and say, with these freedoms, given to me by God, not by government, I will conduct my daily activities? Or do we simply just throw it away and say, whoa, man, it was fine to have free speech and the right to gather and the right to this and the right to that, but now, forget it, man. I'll just hide in my little cave. They made it very easy for people to dismiss a lot of these things. They made it very easy for people to forget what freedoms are about because they've been wrapped up in their own little world of this fast food culture and this instant gratification society where people have no desire to interact with other people or even leave the house. I'm climbing off the soapbox. You're more than welcome to climb on. 800-313-9443. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Good morning, good evening, whatever you prefer. Welcome back. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. So just finished up with that story. I think it's very intriguing and an interesting commentary on the state of fear, which is the state that most of us are in. Let's hear your thoughts. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Tex in Texas. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yes. I'd like to comment on some of these polls that are going around, all these fools that say they're willing to give up their freedom.
Yes.
None of them have ever polled me, okay?
Right on.
Now, I have a comment about these people that say that we have privileges, not rights. I think this tends to be people that have never earned those rights. I'm ex-Airborne Ranger, and I've earned those rights.
God bless you.
And I'll be damned if I'm going to do without them.
Well said,
now,
sir.
Getting around all this legalese, I have a contract with the military that goes back as far as 1976, and that contract expressly states that I agree to uphold the Constitution as the law of the land and defend it with my life. You know, I was under the impression our president and most of our other officials and soldiers and congressmen and senators took that same oath.
Well said. I was under that impression as well.
I need to defend that with my life till the day I die. Heaven help anybody that tries to take my freedom or my daughter's freedom or any of my friends or my family or yours. You know, they will answer to people like me.
And God bless you for that. I'm telling you, my friend, this is what it's all about.
You know, if people don't acknowledge your rights, then perhaps you don't deserve them. So heaven help anybody that tells me that I contracted mine away.
Bravo. Well said. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I will say this. People like me, who merely just talk about stuff, you know, for the most part, you know, I come from a military family myself. I'm well aware of the sacrifices that you guys have endured. And, you know, it's just, it's incomprehensible.
I have gone through a living hell for upholding those rights. I have been jailed, you know, for upholding them. And as far as all of these people that say we contracted away because of our driver's license, because of our birth certificates, tell all these armchair lawyers what part of inalienable you do not understand. The government did not have the authority to sign those rights away. I never gave it to them. I don't intend to give it to them.
Well, and that's what it's all about. That's exactly right, and I appreciate it.
If you acknowledge their authority to rule you, then bow down to your master and say, yes, master, but I do not acknowledge that authority.
I like it. Well said, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I just thought that needed to be said. I've been listening to shortwave, you know, for about 6 years now, and that just doesn't get said enough.
It really does not, and I applaud you, and I respect you for saying that.
I'm not the only one in the world that feels that way, and if I'm not, then maybe we need to hear it from a few other people.
Well said. Very well said, Tex. God bless you, sir.
Thank you much.
Thank you. He's right on point, folks. That's what it's all about. Perception is reality, okay? If you perceive that they control you in every respect, in every capacity, then they do. How many people out there, and maybe this applies to you listening, how many people out there are sitting in a darkened room somewhere with just the radio on, and maybe they got a blanket wrapped around them because there's a chill in the air, not because it's cold outside, but because there's fear creeping in, fear that they're being watched, they're being observed, that they're being controlled, that they're being manipulated, they're being monitored in every capacity, and fear rules the day. How many people, when they walk outside their doors at night, in the daytime, alone with someone else, and they look over their shoulder? I don't do that. I'm not afraid. Reality is based on your perception of reality. What is it that you perceive to be the truth? Do you acknowledge, as Tex so wisely said, that they have this authority over you, that they have that control, that they can implement it at any time? I say no. I'm not worried about it. I don't worry about such things. I'm not fearful. Fear is a lack of faith. That's all there is to it. And for those who maybe don't have faith, well, you know, you will when the time comes. Ask any vet. When you get in this situation, yeah, you find God real quick. And God is saying, I haven't been lost. Where have you been? That's what it boils down to, honestly. The crux of the argument that they would make is that there are legalisms to observe and there are hoops to jump through and so on and so forth. I don't worry about such things. And you know what? I have a driver's license, I have a birth certificate, and I have a social security number. You know, a lot of people say, well, shame on you. I've never said I walked every walk, and I certainly don't talk every talk. There are some things I do, there are some things I don't do. There are some things that are, you know, important to me and some things that are more important to me and therefore take a priority in my life. And I refuse to hide. I'm not afraid. You know, Frank Whalen is not a stage name. It's not a radio name. It's my real name. And I'm not too worried about it being out there. Because I have to be a man of principles. I have to be a man of integrity. Otherwise, what else do I have? I've always shot you straight, and I always will on these things. And if there's something I don't want to talk about, I just won't talk about it because it's personal and therefore does not need to be disclosed on the airwaves around the planet. But what I'm saying to you is this. If everyone in America thinks that we have civil liberties, then everyone in America has civil liberties. That's all there is to it. You know, the freedom of speech. Am I not exercising that as we speak, whether I have the right to do so or I do not? I am doing it. Are you? The right to gather, every other right that we have. Do you acknowledge that those come from the government, or do you acknowledge they come from God? If you lived in a country that was an outright tyrannical regime, a theocracy even, where you had, you know, elected or appointed representatives, leaders, emperors, dictators, tyrants, telling you, I am God's emissary on earth, I make the rules in his stead, and I say you have not these rights, what would you say? Say, it's time for me to start talking. Yeah, you would, absolutely. So even though we're not at that place yet, where are the American people? One might ask. I've always been of the mindset that the American people are absolutely, and for those in a foreign country outside the United States where I am, do not take offense to this. But I've always felt, and maybe it's just me being an American, I've always felt that the American people are the biggest obstacle to global government of anybody else. Now, some people would say, that's not true, my country would never sign on to this. We've gone through stories before. They've tried. I think it was France and the UK actually had an agreement in writing to a certain extent with various politicians agreeing that the French government should be folded into the British. This is right after World War II. It was something they thought was a good idea. So don't think this is a new concept. It's an ancient concept, and it's about control. That's all it is. That's all it boils down to. So most people in America are asleep. Now, some people would be very, very upset with that. I'm not. Not to this extent, really, because I think about what that means. What does it mean to say that the majority of people in America are asleep? It means they're just not awake yet. That's what it means. And when the time is right, there's no way we're going to sit and take this. Now, you could say people are going to be herded in, and they're going to be fearful, and they're going to be afraid. Well, guess what? My revolution is a revolution of the mind. It's not a revolution of arms. It's not an armed takeover. It's not a, let's take the country back, let's do this, let's do that. I don't think it can be done in that way. But what it can be done by way of is the true way to fight terrorism is to not be afraid. That's it. It's that simple. It always has been. But it's become convoluted, and it's become complex by the government and politicians in the course of using terrorism to further every single agenda. They have to spread fear because they offer you comfort. That's why I don't fearmonger on this show. I've never done that. Never said, you're going to die unless you buy this or whatnot. It's not my place to do. There are already people doing that, and they're probably making a fine living off of it. I don't ask you for anything. Never have. Hopefully never will need to. But what I'm saying to you is this. If you eliminate terror, then you eliminate the fear of terrorism. You eliminate fear. I'm not saying that there aren't things that irk me and things that concern me and things that trouble me and things that weigh me down. Absolutely they do. I'm a normal human being, we all are. We've got weaknesses, we've got strengths. But we find additional strength when necessary in our faith. That's where I'm at. And I have faith that there are people like Tex out there, past, present, future military personnel, people who will not follow those kind of orders. You know, people say, oh, they've got lists and they've got boxcars and they've got concentration camps. Yeah, so it would seem. And you could say, well, they're not going to use our military. They're going to use foreign military to make this happen. Yeah, well, you could say that too. And it would seem that there's also evidence to support that as well. But what they're discounting is the way that the American people can rise to the occasion. September 11th, 2001. Terrorism happens. People want to do something. What do? Whatever they can. Some people give money. Some people go down to ground zero and sift through the rubble with their bare hands, with no masks, no equipment, with no training, just to do something. Some people donate blood, incredible amounts of blood donated, because that's what people think, well, I guess there's a need for that. Let's go give some blood. Let's try to help out. Let's do something. And they gave so much blood that the Red Cross basically said, hey, we can't handle anymore. It's just going to spoil. Don't just give blood today. Give blood constantly. That's what they said. Because at some level, all of these donations will probably go to waste. It's great that everybody responds when they have to, but where are you every other time? Well, that's kind of a good question to ask for all of us all the time. People donated blankets. Blankets, tons and tons and tons of blankets and different things like that. In September, in New York. It's like 90 degrees in September in New York. I mean, August, September, these are very, very sweltery type of months. People just wanted to do something. Now, the aftermath of a terrorist attack, people do something. That's what they did. That's what they knew to do. They wouldn't know what else to do. Bush said, don't let the terrorists win. And people said, hey, that sounds good to me. I can buy into that. How? Now, he twisted that. Not just him. Look, he's just a guy. George W. Bush is not the devil incarnate. He's just a guy. And you know what? There are many, many, many other people like him out there who are doing the same thing. Just the person that we see. He's the figurehead. Spiritual wickedness in high places, folks. Powers and principalities. Those are our enemies. But we have the ability to stave them off. And we have the ability to understand the good that comes out of such evil. People in America rose up, and all over the planet too. All of you out there probably did something to help somebody in that time, whatever it can be. And as a result of that, we see that when the time is upon us, that these things happen, when they start trying to say, let's round people up and take them to camps, do you think Americans are going to go? Really? I don't. And I don't think a foreign military is going to convince them otherwise. And I don't think the American military anywhere is going to buy into that. It would take quite an amazing feat to keep all truth out of the hands of the people on the front lines, the military fighting foreign lands for their very lives in each and every situation. But I know there are people who would not stand for that, and they'd do whatever they could to get back here and to defend our freedom. And there are people like Tex and others out there who aren't in the military currently who would do the same thing. There are people who have never served in the military who would defend this country. You know, all of the people we deem to be criminals, the gangbangers out there, they're still Americans. You think they would stand for this? They're out there shooting each other. Give them another enemy. Watch what happens. Compare it to the sectarian violence in Iraq. When they've taken polls of those people, they said, hey, look, I'm a Sunni and I'll go shoot me a Shia anytime. But if there's an American to shoot, I'll shoot him first. It's the same thing here. And we do have things that unite us as a people. And there may be far more things that divide us. But it only takes one to unite us. That's it. A greater need. That's it. So I don't think that the military is going to acquiesce to this. I don't think law enforcement is going to acquiesce to this. I don't think politicians, for the most part, will acquiesce to this. Most of them will probably look the other way as long as they get their payoff. That's what they're doing it for anyway. Not doing it to represent the people. We know that. They're doing it for their own good. So what I'm saying to you is this. Yeah. If you believe that you have the right to do something, you have that right. Because you know that that right was given to you by God. And who is the New World Order? Who is any government? Who is any military to deny you that, to tell you different? They are not in your personal walk with God. It's just you and him. That's it. Somebody else involved. So in a manner of speaking, you have that right. And you can, yeah, there's legalisms, there's all kinds of stuff, which, hey, if you want to utilize that for your good, tear it up, my friend. But don't lose sight of the big picture. And we had Doyle Shamley on the show, and he talked about that. He said, you know, sometimes people get so bogged down in the details that they forget the big picture. And the big picture is what we're talking about here. The American people are not idiots. They're just a little slow to get started. But the fire burns long, and it burns hot. So we're going to be fine. And all those who say, well, it's God's judgment on America, you know, that's what's going to happen. Well, God doesn't judge collectively. He judges individually. So I feel confident that You know, my walk is squared away. Is yours? That's the real question. Some people think there's going to be a rapture. It's going to save us all. It's going to take us out of here before the bad stuff starts. Well, the Son of God, may have heard of him. Jesus said that no servant is greater than their master. Master, of course, being Jesus, said if they've hated me, then they will also hate you. Well, look at what else they did to him besides hate him. They killed him, tortured him, all sorts of things. Do you think you're immune to that? Well, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. I don't know. No, none of us know. But the point is that what we have to do is we have to get everything squared away within before we can square away everything without. Okay? It's that simple. But again, I don't worry about such things. Not because I'm hiding my head in the sand. I've looked it in the face. Fear is something that cripples you. I'm not crippled. Fear is something that makes you ineffective and useless. And I'm neither of those either. I'm not afraid. And nor should you be either. Stay with us. We'll be back to wrap up the big show in 3 minutes.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
I got the young girl standing up for you. I got the peace of
Welcome back, my friends, and glad you're here. Tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. It did definitely go by fast this evening. We didn't even really touch on all the news that I wanted to get into, but we've got the rest of the week, of course, coming up. I think the main thing that I'd like to leave you with... Oh, no, I think that 4 hours is plenty. Thank you, Thomas. I think the main thing that I'd like to leave you with here tonight is this. The idea of worst-case scenarios inspires fear in a lot of people. A lot of people will use that fear to manipulate you to get you to do something that they want you to do. So ask yourself that. What is the purpose? What is the agenda behind this this fear-mongering? Whether it's for flu, for terrorism, for another war, whether it's for whatever the case may be. I don't do that, and I don't want to do that. I don't think fear is useful. It's fine to an extent. It keeps you from doing something really, really boneheaded. But, you know, of course it can be tapped into, and that's why you have people who love horror movies and things like that. Some people like being scared, and the idea of living in an exciting time where terrorists can really kill you at any point, well, hey, that's fine and dandy. But you're agreeing, as in the case of that British survey, to live behind bars. Yes, the bars look pretty, and they look normal, and, you know, it doesn't really obstruct my view. I can just kind of look between the bars. Yeah, they may be golden bars, but you're still in a cage by choice. You have chosen to do that. Rarely, if ever, is anything imposed on you without a choice. You always choose. You can choose to acquiesce. You can choose to resist. You can choose to make a difference in the world around you to allow it to never get to that point. That's the whole point of this show. It's why I'm here. I'm not interested in saying, let's just take up our guns and let's go start shooting people. Look, I'm not for that. I never have been. I'm not a violent person. Well, I guess I'm violent in my nature, I suppose. But I've gotten past that, and I've gotten to a point where I realize that that is not the purpose of why we're here. We're not here to be violent. It does come natural, I suppose, when I played contact sports and things like that. But it's a separate issue entirely. What we have here is an opportunity to better ourselves, and if everybody did that, how much better would everything else be? And I'm not going to tell you how to better yourself. That's up to you. It's your decision. I don't care where you are, who you are, anything. Okay? That's your choice, and I'm not going to tell you how to make it. I never have, and I never will. I'm not good at running other people's lives for them. I insist that they run their own. Make your own mistakes. Do your own homework. Educate yourself and make yourself the person you want to be. And if everybody did that, they would realize that there's nothing to fear. They would be strong in their faith, be strong as the individual, and a group of strong individuals trumps a larger group of automatons, mindless, brainless followers who are just out there to follow the person with the loudest voice. That's not a world I want to live in anyway. So... strengthen your own selves, my friends, and you'll be in a good place, okay, for you and for all of our sakes. So, all of that having been said, we will see you, I suppose, in 20 hours for another exciting edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Have a great day.